Girl Adobia Breachum. Tonight we are having a conversation on the latest WhatsApp scams and what you would have to look out for so that you do not fall victim to what people are doing. And I have my guest ready. I'm excited because I have a returning guest. It's been a while now. I have with me Eric Kwekumensa. He is the lead for financial crimes and AML at eCrime Bureau. Eric, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
Very well.
Good to see you again. I also have with me Richmond Abiu. He is the founder for KR Concepts. Richmond, you're welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me this evening, gentlemen. I mentioned, I think, earlier that of late, sometimes people actually are going through situations on WhatsApp. I had someone call me just a week ago, and the person was devastated. Yeah. The statement he made was, my WhatsApp has been hacked. And I just had to ask him specific questions. Why are you saying that? What exactly has happened? Because this is ongoing. And tonight, we just want to have a conversation on it. How people can be alert. What even happens for them to get to that point of telling another person, I have been hacked. You know, so the first thing we want to talk about are some of the common scams in the first place and why someone would even think they've been hacked. What are the things that happen? I'll start first with you, Eric.
Okay, thank you very much, Petra, and a very good evening to listeners and actually viewers, because you're actually streaming. So let me start by saying this. When you go to Play Store now and you check the number of downloads of the WhatsApp application, it will surprise you. It's over 5 billion downloads.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at the January 2024 statistics, it says that 2.78 billion active users of the application. So it tells you something. Now, globally, we are about 8 billion. Mm-hmm. So it means that when you do the mathematics, about 25% of the global population use the application monthly. It means that the criminals would also would like to go there, because so you see, for criminality, they want to get to an area where they can get a lot of people to defraud.
Yeah.
So once they see that there are a lot of people on this particular platform, they'll devise schemes. They'll come up with some kind of schemes to be able to defraud them.
Mm-hmm.
That is why we've seen a prevalence of the issue. Now, you mentioned the account takeover.
Yes, that's what you're talking about.
Us. When people say, "Oh, my account has been hacked," and all that. Technically speaking, it's an account takeover.
Yeah, that's correct.
And per analysis from eCrime, because of course we get reports every time. Typically, what you know or what we hear about is criminals calling their targets. And once they call their targets, they start with some stories. Either you are in the same group or you are in the same platform. Any story at all, right? Their aim is to be able to activate that 6-digit code. Now, once they try installing your WhatsApp on their phone,
I think it would be good to go through the process. So for the example that I had, when someone called me, he was then he had a phone call apparently on their I think his ward. They have a WhatsApp group for teachers and parents. So on the group, they saw someone on the group who wasn't supposed to be there. So some people on the group started saying, let's take him out, let's take him out. Nobody actually did. And when nobody did, all he knew was that he was in the middle of something, not on WhatsApp. He had a phone call. Oh, you know, the children's and I mean the teacher's page, we are upgrading it, because he had seen someone saying, let's take him off, let's take him off. He felt, oh, then it's something genuine. So he didn't even bother to ask any questions. All he heard was, you receive a code, send me the code, we are upgrading you, we are moving you to a different group. So I think it would be good to just walk people through the process, and especially the new things too that people are doing, so that our listeners are aware of what exactly happens when we're talking about receiving the code. What exactly happens?
Very well. So let me start by this, right? If you are a new user of WhatsApp, what typically you would do is to pick your new phone, download the application, input your number and the rest, and then you will get a code and that's the code that would activate the verification code. WhatsApp for you.
Yeah.
So typically what the criminal does, like you mentioned, once they're able to infiltrate into a platform, and of course there are platforms with 500 users, 200 users, they get there, pick anybody's contact randomly.
Yes.
Then they begin their trick from there. They call any member on the platform that they've picked their number and then activate the verification.
So it's more or less setting up your number on WhatsApp on their phone.
Yes. So once they activate or they initiate that process, a code will certainly come up. And because it is your number that they've inputted, the code will come to your number.
Your phone.
That's
wherever
your phone.
You are.
Good.
Yep.
So to be able to complete the crime, they'll now call you and start the story that you are in the same group. They want to, you know, migrate everybody to a new group. And in order to strengthen the security of the group, they've sent you some syndicate code. So kindly send it back. And, you know, as good people as we are, we will now send the code back. As soon as you send the code and the input, that's all.
So the first point of warning, receiving any such code, if you have any phone call from anyone telling you we are doing any kind of move from one group to another, it's just the red flag.
That is it. In fact, there's something we actually have seen, and I'm sure those who are very observant would notice this. Now, on WhatsApp, when you use WhatsApp and you are requesting for a code, once your application is on, you get an in-app notification giving you the code.
Yeah.
And beneath it, when you read carefully, you will see that they will write, if you are not the one who requested for the code, do not share with anyone. Please, as listeners listening, if you haven't initiated any migration of your WhatsApp, if you haven't bought any new phone to install your WhatsApp, please and please, do not share the syndicate code. No matter the story the person on the other side gives you, never ever do that.
This is like your password. This is more for you. It's not to be shared with anyone,
at
just
all.
Like we have our passwords. Your
all.
PIN for your Momo, the way you not share it with anybody, this is just the same thing.
Yes.
Which one? I see that you are really not it. What do you have to say about that? Some of the new tricks that you're actually using.
Yeah, I think Eric has touched on majority of it. Because if someone, you've not applied for a code, let's say you've not applied for something, why would you go sharing it?
Mm.
So if you've not, you are not in the event of changing your WhatsApp to another phone and you see the code, just don't send. And you know, it always comes like, do not share this code with any other person. So you don't even go giving it to someone who has called you on the phone who you have not seen before. What they do is, when, especially the group chat, when they pick your number from there, they try to know your name, like get those basic information on you. So they know, okay, this is Mr. Eric. Okay. And sometimes they go to the extent of knowing who you are, what you do. They can do social engineering on you and know exactly who you are. So when they are talking to you, they are talking to you as someone who knows you personally.
So as a listener, or how would I know that this person talking to me, because they've given me some basic information.
Good.
How can I identify that this is a scam, a potential scam for me?
First of all, you don't know the person. So you can ask the person a few questions that makes you unique. We all have a few things around us that makes us unique. So if you think you know me so well, you can ask the person a few questions. And you find that the person will start fumbling or trying to dodge the questions, and then you start suspecting. And also, if the person says, oh, then tell the person, look, if it's a new group, why don't you send me the group link and I will join? Instead of, okay, let me share the code with you. So
then you put me on the new group.
Share the link with me. Those are some of the few things you can do to mitigate this whole takeovers.
This is so interesting, because sometimes it looks like they manage to get people when they are off guard too.
Yes.
They are really in that state where they wouldn't probably ask the right questions. Like this example, they had seen someone on the group and the person, they were looking at sending the person off. So receiving a phone call from someone pretending to be one of the school teachers saying we need to just migrate you onto a different platform. just looks sure,
just
so
to
good.
Add something to it, right? There's a trend we've also seen in recent times where they leverage on people's reputation. So for example, I am in the same group with you and I am able to hijack your phone or your WhatsApp. I will use your account to chat with people in the same group. And of course, because I know perhaps you are a perpetual and you know everybody knows you and you know tech stuff, then they so victims rely on the trust they have for you. That is why we are saying emphatically here that once you are not the one who initiated any migration of any WhatsApp, never ever share with anybody.
But what you just spoke about, they get onto the group and then they start chatting with people. That is also another trend.
Yeah. Yes.
Different from calling the person and asking for the... Can we talk a little about that so that at least people can know and just be alert on that? Richmond?
Okay, so recently there was an incident with a friend of mine. So we're there around 10:30 p.m. and then she got a message from a friend of hers. Now, when she was chatting with the person, they got to a point where it's not like, oh, I'm stranded. Can you please send me 1,000 CDs? And then I'll send it to you the next morning. And then she was like, what work is this guy going to do between 11 p.m. to 6 a.m.?
That was the red flag for her.
Yeah. So she was like, okay, let me call the guy.
So this was her friend, supposedly her friend chatting her that he or she is stranded.
Yeah.
And then at that point, she just realized that no, she should rather give the person she knows a call.
Yes.
Okay.
So those are some of the ways she can just ask people. The guy was giving so much pressure anyway. And this is someone she knows, they have a personal relationship and all that. So she's like, oh, let me help the guy. But looking at the time frame the person issued, I was like, nah, this is.
So she gave the actual person a call?
Yeah, she gave the person said, oh, my account has been taken over since morning. And the person who took the account kept asking everybody in the contact list, man. And this is like someone who everyone in his like cycle respects so much. So
I'm sure some people don't even think about it. They'll just send the money.
Right.
If this person is stranded, definitely they can get the money to me once they have it. So let me just sort him out.
So
that is another trend that people are using.
Yeah. So they just send you the message. And you know, the way they send the message, if you are not careful, you will surely do what they're asking you, because the pressure, the urgency attached to the message, as Ghanaians as we are, very nice people, we will surely send it.
So I think one of the things that we used to learn back then when we were looking at phishing mails and scam mails is, especially when there's urgency attached, I mean, that alone should let you know that this is something that you have to cross-check again. And so if you're listening to us, you're there, you receive a message from someone that you even know, and looking at the type of message, you are feeling some sense of urgency, money is being asked for, that is the first red flag. I mean, the best thing to do would be to call that individual that you know and to ask some questions about it.
Perfect.
So, okay, we've spoken about account takeover and how that can happen. And definitely it's ongoing, like it's happening for different people at different times. But the question that somebody will ask is, so in the first place, how would they even get access to their account? Is it just by trying different numbers, trying setting up WhatsApp on different numbers? Just to, any ideas? I mean, with what you're doing at eCrime Bureau, is there any specific thing that they do? It's not just to empower those doing the crime, but just for our listeners to also be empowered on their side so that they also stay alert.
Okay, so, you know, one thing oftentimes we forget is that criminals are always fishing for information. Sometimes you go online, and I remember some time ago, some few months ago, there was a link circulating on WhatsApp, and the whole deal was that some institution is celebrating an anniversary, and that click on the link and then, you know, you get your share of the price or reward. I don't want to mention anything, that's why, right? So when we did analysis on the link, as soon as you click on the link, mm-hmm. it asks you specific questions, which include your number.
Mm.
And trust me, a lot of people I know would click on that link.
Yeah, that's
so true. Once you click on the link, you would, you know, type in your number, and that number goes straight to the criminal. That is one of the ways that the criminals are able to harvest contact numbers that they cannot prey on. And of course, we mentioned one subtly in our conversation, where once they're able to get access to one person into a group,
yeah.
they are able to scrap all the numbers in the group, right? So if it's 500 numbers, they pick all of them. And one of the things that they do also is that sometimes they randomly test people.
Numbers.
So you'll be there and you get high. So once you respond high, then they know that, okay, this number belongs to a living individual.
So right? That's also one of the chances. You're just there on your WhatsApp, you just get a
number
message
out of the blue, and you are high, and you know they're sending all sorts of funny things. You should not engage them. It's really critical.
Once you know that person is not in your contact list and they are not really sending any meaningful yeah. message. I think it was on this show that we were talking about. That one had to do with even LinkedIn. The fact that people just come and send you hi, and they are waiting for you to also come and say hi, good morning, before they would come with a message. Sometimes it's the same thing with this. So when you say hi, the next thing, hello, at least go straight to the point, why are you even sending me the message? Right. If not, you are better off not engaging such a person, because it wouldn't help. We are having a conversation on the new trends that people are using for WhatsApp scam now. This is Geek Squad, and we would like to hear from you on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. Have you experienced any of the things we've spoken about so far? Maybe somebody called you on the phone. What was the experience like? Or probably you received a message. What was the experience like for you? Or maybe even have someone close to you who has probably gone through this that we're sharing. Definitely would like to hear from you on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. I know of someone who also got a message on WhatsApp, but that one had to do with job. I think the scammer used a known organization saying that they are recruiting some workers. Have there been any reports like that? And can we even talk about that too? How people end up falling victim to that as well? Okay, Richmond.
Okay. Yes, it's one of the common ones, actually. There's a renowned organization in this country. Almost every year, you see their recruitment message and chef, cook, driver, all that. And, you know, looking at how the economy is, mm-hmm. everybody's stressed, everybody's looking for something to do.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's desperate anyway. Let me use the word desperate. So when you see an opportunity like that, you will surely like to jump on it. And sometimes they add forms to it. So they add a link, and when you tap on the link, it takes you to a web page where you submit all your personal data to them.
Mm.
Because to you are looking for a job.
Yes.
And sometimes the site they take you to, it's a replica of the original.
So how will someone know it's a replica?
So we all just have to observe, and that's the goal. And recently, and let me just chip this in, a friend's iPhone was stolen. And then I don't know what happened. The thief sent her a link that, oh, to recover your iPhone, and the site they sent was, the Apple is apple.com. Now, this one is app1e.com. So if you don't pay attention to the L and the 1, you think it's Apple. So these are similar. So if I am applying to a hotel, and this is their website, and I've seen a similar thing, I will surely say, oh, this is it. And you hand over your entire data and even more to them, and they can use it for whatever they want to use it for. Sometimes they end up saying, okay, yes, but you have to pay some extra amount of money for you to, for us to process the job and all that. And then back then, someone else will call you, okay, we've got your application, but to put you on top of the list, how about you pay me something? I'm with the company. And it happens, and people get scammed like that over and over.
People end up giving all the money to them.
Yes.
And that that is just not right. I think for me, one thing that probably would be a red flag would be the fact that, will this company even send me a WhatsApp message to tell me to apply for a job? I think that's one of the things that people have to actually consider.
Yes, that is what, and that's what you're supposed to consider. But here you are feeling desperate, trying to get a job. So if you're like, oh, if I don't apply, someone else will do. So let me just do it. There's no harm in trying.
And that's
people
what they
don't value their data at that point till it gets to the extreme. They realize that, oh, I've been impersonated. My data is being used for this and that. That's when you realize that, oh. And sometimes they don't even realize that what they did some time ago is what is causing the problem now. So we just all have to be careful, observant, and we'll be fine.
Definitely, we'll have to be observant. I think the sharing of information, especially on WhatsApp, is something that we all have to even take a very critical look at. Because sometimes you're having a conversation with someone, like, oh, just send your Ghana card. People are just free and they just go ahead and...
There is one. acquiring a passport in Ghana is very difficult these days. You have to go through these Goro boys. Yeah. Now, most of these Goro boys use WhatsApp. And instead of asking you to fill your passport form yourself, they send you a full list, mother's name, father's name, date of birth, place of birth. And you end up putting all that data and send it to the Goro boy. So just imagine 100 people are going through this guy to...
That's a lot of information, a lot of data.
Yes.
But this is really not safe.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's why we are having Geek Squad, because I think I think the whole idea is to inform our listeners, because sometimes it's because they feel, oh, I wouldn't have the time and so on. But these are all signs that we need to take note of, because the more you're sending this information, like you're saying, this person is having access to a lot of different things. You don't know when his phone will be taken over, who will have access to all that information. So as much as possible, like passport, like you're saying, there is a website that you can go yourself and fill the details. And even if it's difficult, there should be someone at home who at least can help you, and you can go onto the site and fill that yourself. This is really interesting. But I mean, for you listening to us, it's something that you just have to take note of. We're having a conversation on the latest WhatsApp trends for scamming people, how they just take over your account, sometimes by just calling you on the phone, telling you there is a code now, we want to migrate you from your WhatsApp group to another WhatsApp group, so give them the code. That verification code is meant for you, and oftentimes you will see below it that if you didn't initiate that action, don't share it with anyone. Once you see that, you just know it's a red flag. If somebody is calling you that code, send it to me, please. When you are told by WhatsApp, don't send it if you didn't initiate it. It's definitely something that you shouldn't do. But I think it's just our culture, and it's something that we all have to take note of. Because sometimes I worked as an application support person at a point, and you know, people will call you, users will call you and say, I'm trying to do this, it's not working.
Yeah.
And then you go there, you actually see there's a pop-up that when you read, you would see what the pop-up is telling you to do. So when you say it's not working, people have not even taken their time to read it at all. And sometimes we just have to take our time and be more observant and read some of these things. Because when you see the code, it's not just the code. There's another message underlined there. At least when we read that, we can see it. Okay. You can send us your WhatsApp message on the number 055-1111-997. We have a message from Kathy. Kathy says, why are the telcos not able to assist in identifying them? I know every number has been registered with a Ghana card. That is her question. Eric, will you take that for Kathy?
In fact, that's a legitimate concern and observation. Because of course, once your number is registered with your Ghana card, the ideal situation is that the telco should be able to fish you out if you commit a crime with your phone number. And I think that was the spirit behind the whole linkage of the Ghana card to the phone numbers. But you know, let me talk about reality here. Right? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to have been so seamless.
Mm.
But of course, it takes you to report.
Okay.
To the rightful organization. Right? And for the organization to take up the case and follow through.
Mm.
Now, when you report, typically you report to the police, and of course we are doing education. So if you want to call the police, they have a toll-free number, 1-8555, which you can call them. There is also 292, that is to the Cybersecurity Authority.
Okay, can we just repeat that?
The numbers. So for the police, you call 1-8555. That's their number. You call them and then no report. And I know they have the cybercrime units that handle some of these complaints. Then the Cybersecurity Authority has also set up a point of contact.
Yes.
Which is, you can call them 292. Once you dial on your phone, you get through to them, or you send a text message to them. Now that's the second level. Now, when you report to the appropriate institution, they'll now take it up and engage with the telco that you are communicating with, right? And if they can commission some investigations and the whole story goes, and then you arrest the person. That is how the chain should be. Sometimes I don't want to go into technical things, but to be able to also get some of this information about a phone number, you need to go through the courts.
Yeah.
Get a warrant. That is the law enforcement agency needs to go through the court, get a warrant, issue it to the telco, for the telco to be able to give
release information on it
because of data protection issues, right?
Yes.
So it's a whole cycle, and once we are able to exhaust this cycle very well, with good collaboration within the space, we are able to get the people. But of course, sometimes there are hitches, there are some delays, and we are not able to get the criminals. And let me share this also. I think this is actually in public domain, where sometimes you realize that people have registered SIM cards with other people's Ghana card. So that is also a challenge now, right?
So you could go and grab someone, but actually it's not that person.
Good. That is why it's advised that you should not share your Ghana card information with people,
unauthorized people. Yes. Yeah,
because they can, you know, use such. So that is just to answer Kathy's question
that he asked.
The telcos can do that. They can help us.
Okay,
thank you.
I have another message also. Good evening. Sometimes you see messages in WhatsApp groups about investments and the returns. They even send screenshots of how much they gained. Big show listening inside. Oh, okay. Yeah, that is also true. I think the person is just giving us an example of some of the things that happen. You see those, you just have to be careful. You see those, definitely you have to be careful, because...
Maybe I want to add something, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are talking about WhatsApp, let me skew or contextualize Curtis' question.
Okay.
So if your WhatsApp has been hijacked, of course it is your WhatsApp. It is not your phone number. So that means over there you have to go through a process to reclaim your WhatsApp number. And maybe let me use the opportunity to teach listeners and then viewers.
Okay. So we will talk about how they can recover. Exactly.
Perfect.
We'll talk about that. And then we even talk about how they can also be in the preventive state where they can set up things. Just attend to some of these messages and then we can look at that. Okay. This is Kofi Kwachi. He says, I told this guy to identify himself and herself, and she replied by saying she's a schoolmate and sent me her contacts, saying if I still have that number which he had sent, I'll identify her. Can numbers be used to hack apart from a code or link? That's what this person is asking. I'm not sure I really get, but I believe he probably received a call from the person or received a message from the person and was trying to find out some more information, as Richmond was saying earlier. But then the feedback from the person has to do with the fact that if he had saved the number, then he should know. But the main question is, can the numbers be used to hack apart from a code or a link? The accounts take over. I think that's what the person is asking about. Can numbers be used?
Questions?
It's not very clear.
It's not so.
Yeah, Kofi Kwachi, I think if you can just give us some more context to the question you're asking. It will help us so that we can answer you accordingly. If you can do that, please do. Okay, so we are having a conversation on WhatsApp and some of the new tricks that people are using to scam others. I think I have a message. This is from Leanne. I said, I had the experience where on three occasions my WhatsApp was taken over. Oh, wow. But the crooks couldn't complete the takeover because I had two-factor authentication set up. I think that's what I said earlier that we'll be talking about so that people can prevent it. Said, and they didn't know that code. What is strange about my experience is that I would never receive a verification code via text messages, but would only get a system notification that my account was no longer associated with WhatsApp on my phone. And this is a phone and an account that I'm actively using or may have texted a few minutes prior to getting the system notification. How is it that they are able to get my verification code without it coming to me? I checked with my service provider and it doesn't seem like there's another account using my phone number too. I think with this, I will let you come in, but the person that I spoke about, the example, he said apparently the people forwarded his calls to their lines. That's what the person who gave me the, who reported his issue told me. So for some time, he wasn't receiving phone calls on his side. They had even just forwarded his call number exactly to their phone. But that's what she's asking, that for her, she never got a verification code. But because of the two-factor authentication, she was able to prevent them from at least having access to her phone. I think we'll talk about that while we look at that. Okay, I have this message also from Francis, who he says, I had an experience the last time, which is a potential way people can get into trouble on WhatsApp. I wanted to print a document and the attendant asked me to send the document to a WhatsApp contact. Before I said Jack, she scanned and connected my entire WhatsApp chats. Oh, wow. Onto her PC. Right over there, I logged off from that particular app. This can be dangerous to non-tech folks. This is so, I think it would be good for us to talk about it. Richmond, can you? Okay, but just before I allow you to do that, Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. Now, you know, we all have those days when you are low on everything, energy, time, cash, and even airtime and data. Well, that's why MTN Extra Time is an airtime and data advance service that allows you to make calls or browse the internet even when you have insufficient balance. All you have to do is to dial *506#, *506#, go through the prompts and select the amount of airtime or data you need. It's more than simple. Doing your favorite things on MTN means you don't get interrupted even when you are low on airtime or data. Please remember, all terms and conditions apply. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Breaching. We're having a conversation on the latest trends that people are being scammed on WhatsApp. I have with me Eric Mensah and Richmond Abiu. We will be coming back right after this. Stay tuned.
If home is where the heart is, then let's go home, shall we? Let's go where the entertainment is. Where the passion is. Finish him. Where the laughter is. And sometimes, even the tears too. Let's go where we feel safe enough to share our opinions.
And send tweets.
Where we do that embarrassing little dance to our favorite song. Let's go home, where the love, the care, and the joy live.
There's no place like home. Connect your home to super fast internet with affordable data bundles from MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your My MTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bichum. We're having a conversation on WhatsApp. The latest comes that people are actually facing the fact that people can just call them and then before they know it, their WhatsApp account is taking over. This is a risk. This is a risk to all of us. But before we continue with our conversation, Risk Summit Africa 2024 is coming. So all risk and compliance and audit professionals across Africa, this is for you. Are you ready to tackle the challenges of governance, risk, compliance, and audit head on? Then mark your calendars for the 7th edition of Risk Summit Africa, happening on the 24th and 25th of July 2024 at the Labadi Beach Hotel. Join us for the 2 days of insightful discussions, networking opportunities, and invaluable takeaways. So whether you are a CEO, risk compliance officer, a board member, or mid-level executive, this summit is definitely for you. Learn from global best practices, connect with industry experts, and discover strategies for immediate implementation. The rate is a cool 4,000 Ghana cedis, and early bird ticket is going for 3,800 Ghana cedis. Group discounts are also available. Reserve your ticket at www.risksummitafrica.com or you can call the number 0572-760-7472 for more information. Risk Summit Africa 2024. This is definitely a summit that you do not want to miss if you are a CEO, risk compliance officer, board member, or a mid-level executive. So the conversation we are having, and just before we went on the break, I have with me Eric Mensah and Richmond Abiu. We are having a conversation on how people are being scammed on WhatsApp of late. And I think the last message that came through is something that we need to take users, did I say users? We need to take our listeners through so that they are aware of what happens. Because what he said, which really something that we all have to take note of, is if the person is a non-tech person, they would easily go ahead and do it, scanning the WhatsApp and then letting it show on your PC. That's the WhatsApp web. So I think, Eric, it would be good for us to just go through the step-by-step. Sure. When you go, you want to print a document and then the person tells you, let me just scan WhatsApp onto the laptop to get that document. What actually goes
so,
into
so
it?
So, Pepe, it's very important not to do that. And I say this because, you know, WhatsApp has provided a platform where you can use WhatsApp on your phone. And equally, if you want to use your WhatsApp on a laptop or in a PC, right, you can go to WhatsApp web and then you scan the QR code on your phone that you would, the QR code will come on the laptop and then you will scan with your phone. So basically, that is how it is done. Now, when you go to the vendor with that printing house and all that, never ever do that.
So the first thing,
Don't do that, because the risk of the person having your WhatsApp open on their laptop is extremely high. Now, if you have also done that, right, I want you to take your phone now. I'll be demonstrating the Android version of it, right? So get...
Go open to your WhatsApp on your phone, yeah.
Then you go to chats, you know, the chats category. When you go to the chats, you will see some three dots on top right corner. When you click on it, you see some things pop up, new group, new broadcast, linked devices. That is where you have to go. Click on linked devices, and it will tell you the number of devices.
That's your WhatsApp account is currently linked to. Yes.
So if you click there and you don't see any device linked to it, you would actually see some your camera showing. That means there's no device linked to it. But if there is a device linked to it...
And it's not your device.
It's not your device. Kindly click on the device. For example, I have mine here. I don't want to mention it. Yeah. I've connected it to my laptop.
Yeah.
I click and then I click out, log out.
Yes.
Then you'll be logged out. So do that now. If not,
you have to do that definitely now. You would just talk about the iPhone, I think.
Yes, for the iPhone users, you go to when you open the WhatsApp, you go to the setting, you see a gear symbol.
Yeah,
tap on it. Merely you tap on it, you will see beneath the linked devices. If it's not yours, as Eric mentioned earlier, just tap on it and log out. Yes.
It's just as simple as that.
Yes, for the iOS, it's quite simple. You tap on the certain symbol, and then you see under your name, then you see link devices. So just tap on it and then just
log. Okay. So can we talk about setting up the two-factor authentication so that at least people are aware of what to do? At least when we start from the preventive, then we can come to when the person has already been hacked.
Okay, great. So I'll take the Android again.
Okay.
So Richmond takes the iOS, right? So still within your WhatsApp at the chat category,
yeah.
Click on the three dots on top. Go to settings. So if you are listening or watching, go to settings now. Once you go to settings, right, you can go to accounts. So accounts is the first category there. When you get to account, you see two-step verification. I think that's the fourth thing there. When you click on it, then press turn on. It gives you options. Either you use a PIN or you use your email. Please do that now. Thank you.
We will do the iPhone version.
Okay, so with the iPhone, you still go to the settings, and then you tap on account. When you get there, you see all the settings that you need to do. We have two-step verification. When you tap on it, it still give you the option to use the code, and then you set in the code. Aside that, there's also an option to add your email. So you can add your email. It will send a code to your email, a verification link to your email. You can go into your email and verify your email. So your email can be linked to your WhatsApp account.
Yeah. We have been given the steps. This show is recorded, so definitely you can check it out again on YouTube or on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. We definitely have to check it out if it wasn't very clear to us. We will talk about when the person's account has been taken over. But before we do that, we would like to share with you the quick tech fixes. Stay tuned.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Lajikum. And as usual, I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips right here on Geek Squad. Now, TikTok allows users to repost content they like, but unlike other apps such as X, formerly known as Twitter, TikTok's process to undo a repost is not straightforward. 1. Open the TikTok app and find the video you reposted. 2. Select the arrow icon that points to the left in the bottom left corner. This is the same icon you selected to repost the video in the first place. 3. After the pop-up menu appears in the lower half of the screen, select Remove Repost from the top right corner of the menu next to the other accounts that TikTok is suggesting you send the post to. 4. Confirm that the post has been unreposted with a temporary pop-up text at the top of the screen that reads, "Your repost has been removed." And that's it. So go on and unrepost a TikTok post anytime you want to.
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. This evening, we have been having a conversation on the different trends that of late people are using to scam others on WhatsApp. And I've had with me Eric Mensah and Richmond Abiu. We have had a conversation on how people are calling others, just asking them to give their verification codes, and then they go ahead and take over their accounts. I think we've already gone through the setting up of the two-factor authentication. Now we would want to just look at that situation. Like the person who called me, yeah. Their account has been taken over. What should that person do? I'll start with you, Eric.
Great. So you can report the person to Meta. So what you do is that you take your phone, maybe let's go through it.
Yes,
God forbid, but if you are hacked, right? you go through this process. You take your phone, still in the chats, you click on the
So when you say chats, on WhatsApp?
Yes, on WhatsApp.
What if the WhatsApp has been taken completely and I can't go to the WhatsApp?
Perfect. You can talk to somebody by you.
Okay.
To use their phone to report.
Okay.
Right. So when you talk to somebody by you, we can make about 5 people do that for you.
Okay.
They go to their chats, click the 3 dots on the top right corner.
This is for Android.
Yes, Android. Yes. You go to settings, Then you go down as part of the categories, you will see help, right? Okay. You click on help. Under the help, there is help center. That's the first thing you see. Click on help center. Once it opens, you would have contact us down there, so the down right.
Mm-hmm.
Click on contact us, then some box will open for you. Then you type your complaints in there. So you can tell them, dear WhatsApp, ABC number has been, you know, hijacked. Kindly, this, you know, you narrate your
exactly
story,
what has happened. Then you your report. Number has been.
Once you report, you get a ticket. And within 7 days, all things being equal.
Yeah, 7 days.
Yes. But one of the things you can do, particularly if you have been targeted, you have to send some kind of broadcast messages to all your contacts, telling them that if anybody solicits for some funds or something from them, they shouldn't give up.
And that would mean like calling people and probably the groups you are on with friends that you have, yes, telling you them, have put it there that my phone number has been hacked. Don't give it. Yes. Okay. So for Apple users.
For Apple users, it's quite simple.
Very simple.
You just go to the settings icon, just scroll to the bottom. As Eric said, you see help, the help button there. When you tap on it, just as he said, contact us is there. And then the text box is also there. So you just fill in the information you want to put out there, and then you just send. So it's very simple.
Final words, Eric. This one is 30 seconds.
Yes. So WhatsApp scams are real. Please do not take everything just for granted. Always verify. Even if you know the person, call and verify before you send any financial information or personal information to them. Thank you.
All right, Richmond.
Might always be very observant. Learn to read between the lines. And anything that sounds too good to be true or too urgent, don't involve yourself in it.
Anything that sounds too good to be true or urgent is something that we have to definitely look out for. On WhatsApp, you can get messages telling you there's a job, telling you I'm stranded somewhere, it's a friend you know. Please, let's verify. Let's not just take any message that comes in as, oh, let me quickly help this person. No. And I think there was someone who actually got a message like that. The person tried calling their friend. There was no response. And so they felt, oh, really? This person is stranded somewhere. So let me just go ahead and help. All that we should look out for. Thank you so much, Eric. And then thank you so much, Richmond, for joining me. And thank you for listening to me. A big thank you to my producers. God willing, next week we would be back. Up next is news. This has been your girl, Adubia Bichum, on Geek Squad. Stay tuned.